together.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox City College.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a feeling fine Friday edition of Let's Talk. Why are we feeling fine? Because it is National Donut Day, ladies and gentlemen. Let the celebration begin. Let the celebration continue all day long. A nation rejoices over National Donut Day. Okay. We celebrated very heartily at our household here this morning.
Wow. Okay.
Donuts all around.
Hey! Where's my donut?
Is the way we did that. We celebrated at our house this morning is what we did because, you know, we had a
bummer,
but yeah, it was wonderful, and it's one of the great, you know, Thanksgiving's a nice holiday. Christmas, a very, very popular holiday. Love the 4th of July. We celebrate America's birthday. Just had Memorial Day, a very important holiday, remembering those who have given their lives. But right up there, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're talking about a holiday for the holidays.
Okay.
Happy National Donut Day!
And if I hadn't told him this yesterday, he probably wouldn't even know.
Oh, no. It is circled on our calendar.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Circled on the calendar. Okay.
It is a big, big day.
Donut Day. All right.
So. Enjoy. We went with... Well, we had an old-fashioned, we had a vanilla-frosted donut,
okay,
and we had a strawberry-frosted donut.
Ooh, hey, yum.
But you can celebrate how you see fit, but happy National Donut Day to one and all.
Actually, I mentioned strawberry. We've had an interesting spring, and there are some folks out there, I'm thinking especially Amish out my direction where I live,
yeah,
they're selling strawberries already. I mean, you know, cartons of strawberries. They're bringing them in already. So I haven't bought any yet. I've been a little busy, but yeah, the strawberries are coming in. The hay has been baled. I mean, it's been an interesting, I mean, the month of May, all the rain and the weather, a lot of growth. A lot of growth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if the weather cooperates this weekend, I've got to do some garden planting. I've been dragging my feet on that one. So, and, of course, apparently go out and get a donut today.
Well, yeah.
Now, did you get a special or you just went out and bought donuts?
Well, we got the special.
Okay.
Buy a drink, you get a free donut because, you know, it's National Donut Day.
Oh, okay. All right. So wherever your favorite donut shop might be, see if they're running a special today because it's a red letter circle the calendar day.
You got that right.
Donut Day. All right. We got an open line program to end the week. We'll have some open line time. We could do it right now if you want. 814-954-7266. Lots of things to go over. Later this hour, our friend Pat McCool from the Belfont Cruise will give us an update. The cruise is just 1 week away.
Ooh, baby.
And thankfully, it's not today.
Well, yeah.
Thankfully, I hate to say that. Thankfully, it's not today because, I mean, it's if you haven't been outside yet this morning, it's hazy and it's humid and, yeah, not hot. It's not going to be hot like the last 2 days, but apparently at some point, maybe later this morning, it's going to start to get moist, and then through the day, okay? High school graduations, wonderful. Well, I'm from Penns Valley, and I don't know if they've changed their mind or whatever they did out there. Earlier this week, I was told that graduation was set for this evening, and they had rain dates of either Saturday or Sunday. I'm like, okay, that's fine, I guess. That's... For Penns Valley, that's a little unusual, but I thought, all right, Well, apparently somewhere along the line in the last 24 to 48 hours, somebody changed their mind. Penns Valley's graduation will be tonight. It will be indoors in what they call the large gymnasium, because they built this just a few years ago. So we have the so-called large gym, and we have the so-called small gym. I call it the new gym and the old gym, all right? It's the same. The gym floor is the same, all right? You know, you're playing basketball and, you know, stuff like that. Obviously, you compare doing a graduation on a football field to doing a graduation in a gym. You're not going to get nearly as many people in a gym, all right? And it starts at 6:30 tonight. First come, first served on seating, and, oh, I hope they have police there. There are a prediction. There are going to be some unhappy people in Penns Valley tonight. Now, you know, the school district's in a bind, all right? Yes, you want to do it outside. Of course you do. But if you've got this rain forecast that we're supposed to have for today, several rainstorms passing through apparently, of course you can't do it outside. And if you remember, high school graduation is one of life's big deals, right? That's a big deal, no matter who you are. And so maybe you have guests coming in from outside. Maybe you're planning to go out to eat after the ceremony. Maybe you're going to go back and have a big party or something. If you start postponing things, then you start messing up people's schedules. All right, I get that. Yes, that makes perfect sense. So they decided, no, I'm going to guess that this week they've gotten complaints like, wait a minute, you can't move it. We got plans. All right, that sort of stuff. So they decided, this is Penns Valley, they're going to do it tonight. They're going to do it inside. That gym is going to fill up lickety-split. And they're going to do live streaming. Okay, that's great, but that's not the same as being in the room. So if you're a Penns Valley person, you were planning to go tonight. Again, it's first come, first serve. It starts at 6:30. I think I saw they're going to open the doors at 5:30. I predict that room is going to be full by 5:45. We'll see what happens. I mean, they're in a bind. You're in a spot. I get it. So, okay. Now, State College is supposed to have their graduation tonight. Now, they also have rain dates. Have you seen anything? I've been searching this morning, like, okay, have they made the call to postpone? I haven't seen anything.
I have not seen anything.
So maybe they haven't made that call yet. It seems inevitable because they're supposed to do this outside at Memorial Field tonight. Awesome place there, right there. But if it's raining, all right, that's a problem. So I'm going to stop right there, that they're going to postpone. Not going to do that. So just if you're obviously a State College parent, or, you know, you were planning to go tonight, follow news outlets and so on. Somebody will determine at some point, you know, what they're going to do. They were going to postpone to Saturday, and if needed, postpone to Sunday. Right now, the weather for tomorrow is, well, not bad, you know, especially maybe later in the day. It might be okay. But this is one of these where a school district's between a rock and a hard place. And they got to figure, okay, we're gonna make somebody angry here because it's inevitable.
Our job.
Yeah, well, that's true.
What are you doing?
If you're outside, whoops, you're going to get wet. Well, that's a disaster. Well, okay, we're going to do it inside. Well, a lot of people can't get in there. If it would just be nice. What were you praying to Mother Nature or whatever yesterday?
Well, just,
whatever that was.
Okay. Do the right thing is just encouraging Mother Nature.
Belfont's graduation is scheduled for tomorrow, and I need to check to see. Again, right now, the weather for tomorrow, maybe okay, maybe. That's the thing that drives us all crazy about weather forecasts. All right. The weather forecasters do the best job they can do with the information they have at hand. But weather is weather. It kind of whoop goes this way, or whoop goes that way. And, you know, a couple of days ago, tomorrow was not looking good. Now, all of a sudden, this morning I checked, well, tomorrow might work. Now, the question is, are you willing to gamble on that, so to speak, when you have this kind of weather? I don't know. Ugh. Bald Eagle was smart. They had their graduation Wednesday. They were smart.
Look at you.
Good for them.
Smart
all right,
people.
There we go. All right, I tell you what. We actually had this yesterday. And we got, if you missed yesterday's show, go to our website, 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk section. We post, you know, recordings of shows and interviews and stuff. Really fascinating interview about possible train lines in the neighborhood instead of building roads with our guest that we had yesterday. It was a fascinating discussion. Really was.
Yep.
If you missed it, I mean, check it out. You might think, well, that's a crazy idea. Maybe, but still, our guest was very well informed and he made a compelling argument. Really did. So if you missed that, you know, check that out. And we were talking about that then yesterday. And we ran out of time. I actually got this on Wednesday night from our friend Vicky Kepler-Dodato. Now, we had Vicky on the show a couple of times. This is about the historic Kepler Barn, which is down near Rock Springs. And this is an historic 200-year-old barn that several years ago Penn State laid claim to. In other words, they own the property. And there was, I guess they haven't really done much with the barn. And it's in some disrepair. But this is an historic 200-year-old barn. And Vicky and some others step forward to say, we want to save the barn. And whoever at Penn State threw an impossible task in their way. They said back at the beginning of April, okay, no problem, 2 months, $500,000. If you can do that, we'll keep the barn up. 2 months, $500,000, no problem. Yeah, no problem. So Vicky was with us twice. They did fundraisers, but of course they didn't come anywhere near $500,000 in that short amount of time. And so that was a June 1st deadline, so that was, you know, a few days ago. And apparently Penn State's made the call. They're going to tear down an historic barn. Now, folks, if you're listening to this program, Scott here, I love history. And this, well, we don't use four-letter words on this show, so I'm not going to start now. Makes me really angry. Really, really angry. Some people are sad. Some people are heartbroken. I'm angry because this doesn't have to happen. It just doesn't. So Vicky sent a note to me on Wednesday night, actually. Let me read just a little bit of this. In her note, it says, very sad news regarding the Kepler Barn. Vicky says, I, along with the Historic Barn and Farm Foundation, received the news from Penn State yesterday that the Kepler Barn will be coming down. We knew from the outset that given only 2 months in which to raise $500,000 was an almost impossible task, but one worth trying to save the history and legacy of the Kepler Barn and the stories and the people attached to it. Sadly, we did not find our barn champion, in other words, somebody with a big checkbook, but are so grateful to those who donated. And then Vicky has a whole bunch of thank yous of people, including Troy Ott, who is the dean of the Penn State College of Agriculture. We've had Dean Ott on our show.
Yep.
Talking about ag and so on. Tyler Amy, Tom Rogers from Penn State. So in other words, some people from Penn State wanted to keep this thing up. Not everybody, you know, not everybody, unfortunately. Thank yous to the Historic Barn and Farm Foundation. A whole bunch of names there. Other people who tried to pitch in. Liz Grove from Pine Grove Hall. They had a public fundraiser there. Mindy Crawford of Preservation, Pennsylvania, talking about trying to, you know, raise the money. They just couldn't. I mean, it was an impossible task. Sorry, reading again. If my Aunt Millie, this is Vicky now, Millie Kepler historically ran that barn for decades, like 100 years ago or 90 years ago. If my Aunt Millie taught me anything from the example of her life, it was work hard, give it your all, and if it doesn't turn out the way you wanted, then look for the silver lining. So I will simply say my silver lining is that the 5 years spent researching this project allowed me to meet many amazing farmers and historians and help reconnect me with my farming roots. A book is being compiled featuring some of the hundreds of photographs and stories that were shared with me along the way about the barn, about Millie Kepler, and yes, about the tie to the Underground Railroad. This is an historic barn. My gratitude is deep for my Kepler ancestors that came to Central Pennsylvania in 1790 and the other pioneer farming families that helped settle the region that is now known as Happy Valley. Okay. Yeah. And then later on, Vicki sent me a release from the Historic Barn and Farm Foundation. They threw out a number of thanks. A line here, despite the tireless work of preservation advocates, soon the barn will be lost. A heartbreaking reminder of how vulnerable our rural heritage remains. And with its disappearance, we lose yet another iconic structure, one that stood with quiet dignity in our fields, long taken for granted, as if it would always be there. And she goes on, this is from Priscilla De Leon, who's the president of HBFF, Historic Barn and Farm Foundation. She says here, the barn, now this is interesting, all right? The barn was well maintained and in good condition when the university acquired the property for its agricultural experimental campus. The College of Agriculture uses the land of the former Kepler farm for research plots, but it does not have use for the barn. The university now views the barn as a liability and proposes to demolish it on grounds that it is too costly to repair and not historically significant. Folks, this is where I want to reach out and just belt somebody. I mean, just, I don't know if a person made this decision or who made this decision. It is wrong on so many fronts. All right, we've had Vicki on the program twice, and if you go to our website, again, 987thefox.info, let's talk, scroll down a little bit, both interviews that we did with Vicki are posted right there. You can listen to them, all right? Vicki maintains that there was actually an offer to fix up the barn for free. Amish wanted to get involved, expert carpenters. You talk about Barnes and Amish, it's like Barnes equals Amish. I mean, they know all about Barnes. And apparently a group of them were willing to fix up the barn for nothing so that it would stay up. This is a barn, the tag on the barn is 1818, I think it is, right on the side of the barn, like up above, 1818, when the barn was originally established. And again, the Underground Railroad connection, folks, that's gigantic. And so my thought for Penn State, and I know they're listening this morning. Number one, guys, you folks have enough black eyes. Why do you want another one? All right, you have a budget deficit. That's a black eye. You're going to close 7 Commonwealth branch campuses. That's a black eye. Now, you know, we primarily do sports here, okay, the rest of the day. And, you know, the Beaver Stadium project looks really cool. Okay, it looks like it's going to be awesome. That's great. $700 million for this project. And some people are still saying, where are they getting this money? I mean, it's like, how much money? Whoa. So Penn State, you've got black eyes like all over the place. And now you have an opportunity to save a barn. Come on, it doesn't cost $500,000 to fix up a barn. I mean, you're chuckling. I'm angry. No, I mean, my blood pressure's going up right now. It doesn't cost $500,000 to fix up a barn. It doesn't. What? Who came up with this cockamamie plan? I'd like to know. Again, you've got an offer on the table. Amish would come fix it for free, and they would do it quickly. All right, we're not talking one of these, hey, we're going to do this for 4 or 5 months. No, they would do it quickly because they know what to do. It's what they do. And they offered to do it for nothing. And you're still going to tear down an historic barn that is over 200 years old. You're actually going to do that. Wow. I'm losing respect for this university. I can't believe you would do that when there's an option on the table that would solve the problem. I don't know. You have a thought before I blow up?
No, it is extremely disappointing. And it would be one thing, still would be heartbreaking, and I'm with you but by God, we need this land, and we've got to get this. They don't need the land, number one. Whatever they're going to do on that property, there's no urgency to it. We got to get this in 2 months or else. Why? For God's sake, they have had the property at the old O.W. house. Oh, we need that property. We got to get that torn down. It has sat there for what? Over a decade.
A while, yeah.
But why? Why? Stop. You are a university that is in dire need of financial help. You say, how about we sell off some of the land? What? The land that you're not using at all for any purpose. What? We're a university. We need land.
That's crazy talk.
Why would you need land? What are you doing? We had Jay in here, Jay Paterno, trustee. How about we get back to the mission? How about we get back to being a state university focused on educating, first and foremost, the young people of Pennsylvania? Oh, so you're saying you don't want any for... No. Not what I'm saying. I'm saying let's focus... Focus on state university. Do I want research being done here? Yes. Is there great research being done here? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Want that to continue. I'm saying let's focus on the mission of the university. Can we do some of these other things? Sure. But, man, how about we stop... with the just ongoing encroachment into the rest of our area. How about we just stop with that and get back to the education and research component and just focus on that? Yeah, this is...
angering. This is...
truly, when we talk about senseless, this is... truly senseless.
For me, yeah, it is.
Why would you not give another year? What is the urgency that... No, we have to use that land. You have land all over the place. You're not using this for any great higher purpose that, by God, we've got to get started here in August. No, you don't.
You destroy
history.
And
you know damn well you don't.
You destroy history. It's gone forever. That's
just
stupid.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, you have to inflict your own self a black eye before progress phase. And I think you're right. It's the problem is it always gets back to the original charter or, why Penn State came about, land grant engineering. Ag school and land grant engineering. And over the years, we're land rich, whereas Harvard is portfolio rich.
Yep.
On paper, we're not the richest, in terms of financial investments. But if you were to throw in all the real estate, I wonder how that changes things. And, this is not the only black eye when it comes to managing property. And if you guys want to dig into it, I'm sure you can find a number of families that have given land and properties and arboretums to Penn State, only to find they too were demolished.
Well, and that's not even, even within the asbestos problem with the buildings at Penn State, rather than spending money to go acquire the lands over these many years, if they had spent that money on how about we get rid of the dangerous elements in and around the university, I would argue that would have been a much, much better use of the money and would have been much better for town-gown relations.
Here's the thing. On one hand, they always act like, okay, we're public, totally public, gotta do everything as an exemplary public institution, follow every blah, blah, blah regulation. But then every once in a while, oh, we're kind of private. We're going to lease this part of the campus area to refurbish it, and we're going to do it privately. I don't know. I do like the fact, I didn't know that the Keplers and the families associated with Rock Springs will at least enjoy a historical perspective. You know, that book sounds like it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Or, it would have been nice to house the book with the building.
Yes. Well, that would have been a great end.
Or we find a way to change somebody's mind. Now, I don't know how to do that.
No, I think it's so short-sighted. You know, I don't know if... did you guys know Don Kepler, her father?
I did not.
No.
No.
So he was a professor. I guess the president at the time actually said, Don, we could really use you on board. And he has, like, a spectacular background. I mean, he was involved in professional baseball. Officer in the Navy. He was involved in World War II training pilots, and in that endeavor to train pilots, he got into the survival, teaching them survival skills, because so many of the pilots, especially in the Pacific, would land in remote places and they would perish. So he was teaching them survival skills that he learned there on the Kepler farm in Stewart County.
Yeah.
And when he came out of the service, maybe it was not quite the right time, but he designed his own boots, I guess like a fisherman's boot. And I'm thinking to myself, if nothing else, you could fix that barn up and you could start a fly fisherman's paradise sports goods, rent it out to some global corporation, knowing that Spring Creek's just down the road, and you could draw people in to fill up the hotels, fly fish, and buy stuff from this building. You know, selling the accoutrement and leasing it to that corporation. To me, that's like Penn State has given us a zero creative intellectual thought.
Yeah, about that. Tell you what, we got to take a break, caller, but thanks very much for calling in, all right?
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Now, we got to take a break. We have our sports segment. We have our Bellefonte Cruise guest. In the 9 o'clock hour, we can talk about this some more with more calls, along with all the craziness out of D.C. in the last 2 days. Oh, my gosh. We'll be here till noon. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Bellefonte Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and everyone is invited to attend the Center County Helps Wrap-Up Party, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Celebrate the month-long awareness campaign at Wasson Farm in State College. Admission is free, and doors open at 5 p.m. with live music by Kevin Briggs, free ice cream, a vendor fair, complimentary hors d'oeuvres, plus a program of speakers and great stories beginning at 5:30.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Let's talk here on a Friday morning, a feeling fine Friday morning as we take a check of the sports scene and in a game heard here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Yesterday afternoon, the Baldigalaria softball team defeating St. Mary's 4-1 to advance to the PIAA AAA semifinals on Monday. Cindy Thompson got Baldigalaria on the board with a solo blast to center field, and I do mean a blast, in the fourth inning. Alexa Bainey finished with a couple of RBI, and ladies and gentlemen, you have to feed the beast. The beast is Sierra Albright. Albright with an RBI, and Albright pitching a complete game three-hitter to get the victory. You can feed your beast. Certainly, Sierra Albright ate well yesterday, I think we could in the Baldigalaria victory. You can feed your beast, whether your beast is a horse, a pig, a cow, a dog, or a cat, or perhaps chickens or other birds. Folks, the Center Hall Farm Store is ready with all of your feed needs. You can visit them at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall, or you can check them out online at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. And, of course, they can also help you grow this summer. Check out their great selection of garden needs and supplies. Again, Albright, just terrific yesterday. Certainly on the mound, but also helping her own cause with the offensive performance. Baldigalaria, again, broke through, got the two runs on the board, and that was all it turns out they would need. Albright finished the game with six strikeouts, no walks, and Bald Eagle area heading to the semifinals for a third consecutive season. Bald Eagle area has won 16 straight, now sits at 21-3 on the season. Bald Eagle area will face undefeated Susquehanna in the semifinals on Monday, with the site and time to be announced likely later this morning or today. Susquehanna yesterday defeating Sharon 8-1 to improve to 24-0 on the season. We will have Monday's game for you here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Penn State head coach James Franklin meeting with the media yesterday. He announced that redshirt freshman defensive end Max Granville suffered a long-term injury while working out at home over the break. Franklin did say three key players who missed some off-season work are all on track to be ready for preseason camp at the very latest, in linebacker Tony Rojas, offensive lineman Anthony Donko, and tight end Andrew Rappelier. Franklin also expressed his desire for conferences to play the same number of conference games and to decide to either all have conference championship games or to not have any conference championship games. He's looking to have some standards set in place for the playoff selections. The Nittany Lions are a consensus top five team heading into the summer ahead of the 2025 campaign. Pittsburgh Pirates, after a more than 3-hour rain delay last night, and that rain delay, by the way, provided probably the most intrigue of the night for fans at PNC Park. A lot of fun music being played, and then there was the passionate on-field, we'll say discussion, between Pirates manager Don Kelly and Astros GM Dana Brown, and that drew a lot of attention and kept fans entertained, and quickly made its way through the social media circles last night. The rain delay ended up being 3 hours and 22 minutes, and then a pretty anticlimactic game. Framber Valdez pitching 7 strong innings. And unfortunately, Isaac Paredes hit a couple of home runs, and the Astros cruise to the 8-2 victory to take the series. Mitch Keller giving up 6 runs and 8 hits in 6 1/3 innings. He took the loss. Jared Triolo had a couple of hits and scored both of Pittsburgh's runs.
What, were they making party plans or something, these two guys?
Yeah, something like
party
that.
Party plans.
The
okay.
Pirates are scheduled to open a 3-game series against the Phillies tonight at 6:40 with airtime at 6:15. On Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Mother Nature, hello. Help. Phillies lost the rubber game of their series in Toronto yesterday as the Blue Jays cruised to a 9-1 series finale victory. Bo Bichette belted a 2-run homer to cap off a 4-run second inning for Toronto. Jesus Luzardo did not have a quality start. I think we could safely say that. He allowed 8 earned runs. Ooh. Over 2 1/3 innings.
Oh.
To take the loss. The Phillies remain a game and a half behind the Mets in the National League East heading into the big weekend series in Pittsburgh. Speaking of Pittsburgh, the Steelers finally, actually, honest to God, have an answer from Aaron Rodgers.
Whoa.
Or at least we think. It is being reported all over the place, but not an actual signature yet. But no, the future Hall of Fame quarterback will sign, the reports say, a 1-year deal with the team, and he will be at minicamp next week. He has informed the Steelers. The 4-time NFL MVP spent the last 2 years with the New York Jets and is coming off his worst season statistically in the NFL. The 41-year-old Rodgers joins a Steelers team that went 10-7 last season, but of course lost quarterbacks Russell Wilson and Justin Fields since that 10-7 campaign ended. Rodgers will head up a quarterback room in Pittsburgh that also now has Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, and Skylar Thompson. At the College Softball World Series, Texas Tech got a big 4-3 win over Texas to force a true championship game tonight. The team splitting the first 2 games of the best of 3 series, so tonight's winner at Devon Park in Oklahoma City will win the national title. Both schools are seeking their first national championship. That would be pretty cool.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Game two. And NBA Finals got underway last night. Oklahoma City, as expected, dominated game one. The Pacers had the lead for less than 1 second in the entire game. Of course, that happened to be the final second, and they actually won the game. Unbelievable. Pacers win at 111 to 110. Tyrese Halliburton hits the game-winning jumper that gave Indiana its first lead with 0.3 seconds left in the contest. Game 2 in Oklahoma City will be tomorrow night. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals on tap tonight in Edmonton. The Oilers lead the Panthers 1-0. In tennis at the French Open, Coco Gauff and world number 1 Aryna Sabalenka are in the women's final and will meet for the championship tomorrow. I'm going to save this just with the time being what it is, but in the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to get into Jessica Pegula, who is the daughter of Terry Pegula, the Pegula reason we have Arena. Pegula Ice Arena. Jessica posted some things that folks have sent to her. Man, if you wonder if there's evil in this world, there is. And we'll go through it in the 9 o'clock hour. I really don't understand how people could be so lost in their lives that any part of them thinks, yeah, you know what I need to do today is send a tennis player, a young woman, these messages. It is beyond belief to me. Just getting underway, the French Open men's semifinals, Carlos Alcaraz taking on Lorenzo Musetti, and coming up after that this afternoon will be Novak Djokovic against Jannik Sinner. The winners, of course, will meet for the French Open men's title on Sunday. And we have NCAA college baseball playoffs continuing. We're down to 16. Of course, the final eight go to the College World Series in Omaha. Best of three series now. The only Big Ten team remaining is UCLA. And we'll see what the Bruins can do. I think they take on Texas San Antonio in their next series. Again, three game series. They all get underway either today or tonight and will continue through the weekend. And then again, they head to Omaha next week with the final eight. And that is a check of sports. Again, we'll have Pirates baseball against the Phillies. We'll have coverage starting at 6:15. Hopefully, we actually have a game at 6:40 or even 3 hours and 22 minutes later. Yeah, you just never know. But stay tuned for all of that. We'll have the Pirates and the Phillies throughout the weekend here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dotter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
The 36th annual historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include WTAJ, Five Star Power Sports, Snyder's Concessions, Krep Service and Sales, Courthouse Pub, and Fullington Trailways.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now, or visit our booth at the Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Bellefonte Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIM, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Daughter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Les Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Friday morning, a feeling fine Friday. One other quick sports note, State College Spikes game at Mahoning Valley last night got rained out. The game was suspended in the fourth inning with no score. It'll be continued at a later date. Spikes are 0-1 and are scheduled to face West Virginia, the Black Bears, in the home opener tonight at 6:35. Are you listening, Mother Nature? 6:35. We want to get the game in. Thank you. The Spikes and Black Bears will also have 6:35 starts scheduled for Saturday and Sunday evening as well. Supposed to be fireworks tonight and tomorrow night, and the first Bark in the Park game on Sunday. Bring your pooch and watch the Spikes beat up on the Black Bears Sunday.
Again, your dog gets in for free.
That is right.
It's not dollar dog night.
No, it is not.
Anyway, we'll have some open time in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, let's go to the phones and welcome back our friend Pat McCool from the Bellefonte Cruise. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be back.
I tell you what, Pat, really glad the cruise isn't today.
Well, that's why they planned it for next week.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, today's weather, I'm not so sure. But anyway. All right, Pat, let's have some fun, okay? This is just a week off now, folks. I mean, holy mackerel, here it comes. And, Pat, let's say, and I know this is true, let's say somebody is listening. They've never been to the Bellefonte Cruise. Never. Yes. It's incredible, but true. Okay? They've never been there before. All right? So let's say you're their personal tour guide, Pat. Okay? Because you know the cruise backwards and forwards. You're the personal tour guide for these folks. What should they go do next Friday and next Saturday to really enjoy the Bellefonte Cruise? You're the tour guide. All right, what should they do, Pat? Go.
Well, believe it or not, I've actually done a few of these tour guides on the phone with some people calling in.
Yeah.
So I'm used to it and know what to say, basically. Well, basically, everything's going to start out Friday night at 6 o'clock. Our open cruise starts, which means basically lapping the block in Bellefonte. Huge parade-type atmosphere, so people can come in and join in the cruise or come in and just be a spectator on the streets. Whichever they choose to do. And then from there, we run that cleanup till 7:30, at which point we have what we call our opening ceremony, and then we go straight into the sock hop with Elvis live, believe it or not. And they'll be performing till 10:30 at night. Throughout the night, there'll be some giveaways, things tossed out in the crowd, that type of stuff. After 10:30, that's when we beat it out of town and try to get an hour or two sleep.
All right.
And back in town the next morning bright and early, and, of course, that's when we're getting up our barricades and everything, so we ask everybody not to come into town till at least 7 o'clock. That's whenever we start parking cars and things and hopefully have ourselves organized.
Yeah, sleep in a little bit, folks.
That works for me, yeah.
Well, that's one of the most common questions. How can I avoid the traffic? Well, that has a lot to do with what time of day you get in there. I mean, obviously, everybody wants to be first. So, you know, it slacks off a bit after 9 to 10 o'clock in the 11 o'clock time. So, but registration is open from 7 a.m. till 12 noon. Once you get your car in and the parking guys get you parked, they'll give you what's called a zone card. Once you get your zone card, you walk up to the Diamond or request a golf cart ride up to the Diamond, whichever you need. And at that point, we can get you up there, get you registered, get you back to your car so you can get it prepared and ready for the show. And then from there, basically within an hour or two after you get there, the judges will come around and judge your cars. And that's a long all-day process, without a doubt. So it's one of the big things, but then there'll be lots of activity going on. We actually have four stages, which will have entertainment from various medias, as far as that goes. And then on the main stage, right up on the Diamond, at approximately 1:30, or I guess I messed that one up, 12:30. Approximately 12:30, the Hits of the 60s with the Daydream Believers. They're a great band, and they're going to do a good job. There'll be a lot of people up there doing that. You can register to win the hot tub there right at registration, that type of thing. And we will pull some finalists out right there. And we'll pull some finalists Friday night as well. And then moving on, there is also a 700 Yamaha four-wheeler that we're going to be giving away.
Ooh.
It's all free registration for the hot tub and for the four-wheeler. There'll be many of our sponsors set up throughout the area, and they're also going to have a lot of free drawings, things like that there. So you can check out vehicles, side-by-sides, motorcycles, you name it. Quite a bit going on, and then not to mention the food court. Pretty much any kind of food you can imagine is going to be there somewhere in town between the local restaurants and the food vendors that we have. That's always been a big attractor. I was surprised myself to see how many of those we had as far as people coming just for the food. and sure. The atmosphere.
I like to eat. All right. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and it's like one of the biggest varieties that you're ever going to find, because each food vendor is only allowed to sell three items, and they have to be different than any of the others.
Oh.
So that gives you an idea of just how many, and we try not to let our food vendors compete with our restaurants. There'll be a lot of sidewalk merchants set up, which is a big attractor. You can check out the businesses, the various shops within the town, things like that there. So it's a golden opportunity for all that there. And then the Superstar Athletics will be performing down by the waterfront area. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's somewhere right around 1:30, 2 o'clock. It's a group of all-star athletes that will be performing down there for a little show. Somewhere right around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to start, everybody will start mingling toward the stage. About 4:30, we're going to be starting to do a lot of drawings. A lot of the people that have their raffles there, they bring them up, and we pull one out right there for them. There's going to be a lot of winners this year, for sure.
Yeah, how about it?
Pat, Pat, I'm curious. Was that a train behind you?
Well, yeah.
It was a train?
Well, not to mention, you can come to Belfont and take a train ride as well.
There you go.
Boy, we got a thing with trains this week. What a train talk. Wow.
We do have a train theme going. That is a fact.
All right. Now, Pat, here's a really dumb question. This is Scott. I'm good at dumb questions. Trust me on this. All right. Here at our studio, we have a large window. And I'm looking out the window. There's a large parking area next to our building. And I'm looking out at my dumpy 2008 beat-up car. Okay, I can see it out in the parking lot. Could I enter my car in the car show? Although I'm not sure what category I might be.
Well, that's a common question that people have for where they would fit. And what we always tell them is, if you're not sure, just leave your... on your registration, leave that blank. We'll assign it to the property class as far as. And it's funny you mention that. Last year, a gentleman had a 35-year-old car that was stored in the barn. And it was covered with barn dust. And they actually brought it in, and it was down right on the Veterans Bridge, surprisingly. And they actually didn't clean the car one bit. Just wiped off enough of the windshield that he could see to drive it in. It was quite a sight.
Did he win a prize or something?
I don't think he took any prize.
Oh,
as
darn.
I think if we'd had a prize for probably one of the most looked at and talked about cars, I think that would have been it.
See? There you go.
I'm telling you.
See? I don't know. I'll have to give that some thought over the next few days. See, bring my dumpy car in.
Yeah, definitely. For those that aren't really familiar with our show, they can go up on YouTube to Dennis Gage, My Classic Car, Belfont Cruise. He actually filmed an episode in at our car show last year and covered basically the whole town with that there. So, you know, it's going to be just such a great time.
All right. So, again, now, folks, this is not this weekend, thankfully, with the weather. Ugh. I don't know, Pat. Now, again, I don't necessarily trust long-range weather forecasts, but right now I think next weekend's looking okay. I mean, you check out that stuff?
Oh, yeah. I watch it with a dread in my eyes. But the one thing to always remember, we go on rain or shine, regardless. The show goes on. There's a lot of logistics why we have to actually do that and can't set a rain date. It's because blocking off all the streets, we actually have to apply to the state and ask for permission to do that. And there's just too many things to put in place to have a rain date.
Yeah.
So we've always gone, rain or shine, and knock on wood, we've only had it a couple of times. And so far, it's looking like we're going to have a great weekend.
All right, keep your fingers firmly crossed, Pat. All right, Pat, we appreciate the time. Now, you're going to check in one more time next Friday morning, which will be right before the big event. So we will look forward to that chat. In the meantime, enjoy the train.
Yep, and if anybody's got any questions or anything, they can go to BelfontCruise.org, check out our site, or they can call me at 814-280-5881.
Yeah, pretty comprehensive website. If you do have any questions or you're wanting to know what's happening or when something's happening, just go to the website, check it out. We'll be down there next Saturday at the very least, and looking forward to it. Pat, again, thank you so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And again, we'll talk to him again one more time next week.
Once again, the website is BelfontCruise.org. And yeah, there is a lot of info on there, all right? So, folks, this is a great event, and we will look forward to seeing you there. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. When we come back, an open line hour. Oh, what will we talk about? A lot of different directions to go in, and your calls. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, Five Star Mitsubishi, Wetzler Funeral Home, Sleep In and Comfort Suites, Carson Disposal, Best Line Power Sports, and WTAJ.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
WFXX, once again, The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox City College.
It is a feeling fine Friday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Back in the saddle, baby, as we blaze our way toward the final hour of this morning's program. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
That saddle have a seatbelt?
It needs one. It needs one.
Need a seatbelt on a saddle there.
Oh, man.
Once again, buddy, you're driving me crazy, all right?
Yeah.
Missed the Orioles score again.
Yeah.
All right? West Coast, Orioles beat the Mariners 4-3 yesterday.
Blah, blah, blah.
Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson hit back-to-back home runs in the sixth inning.
Blah, blah.
Orioles have won six straight and nine of their last 11.
Blah, blah.
They're coming back, baby. Now, they've dug themselves one heck of a hole. Can they get out of the hole? If they can keep this up, maybe. Now they're going to go play the A's. What are they, the Sacramento A's now, I guess? We don't know where they are.
I think, technically, I believe that this season they're just going by the Athletic.
The A's.
Even though they're playing in,
Sacramento.
Technically West Sacramento.
Okay.
Yes, they are going by the Athletics. What a weird situation.
Because
that
they're moving.
It'll be next year as well. It's just a weird.
But they're eventually moving
situation.
To what?
Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah.
All right.
A couple of other just quick sports notes here. Public single game tickets for Penn State's upcoming season for the home games will be available starting at 10 o'clock this morning. You can get them at the Ticketmaster Penn State site. Check that out. Parking also available for purchase today. So if you're interested in getting the single game tickets, those become available at 10 o'clock this morning. And I mentioned, we needed to get into our conversation with Pat McColl, and so I didn't want to get into this because I'm going to go off a little bit, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it in the time necessary.
Okay.
The degree to which your life just must suck to be willing to take the time to attack any athlete, really anybody. And I know, I mean, politicians deal with this stuff, entertainers deal with this stuff. I just genuinely don't get it. I guess. And there are things, I mean, I'm not, like, there are things that frustrate me, and I'm like, man, I don't understand what that person is doing. It just would never occur to me to write to somebody, or even publicly write something about somebody. Now, you can write, man, I think this idea is crazy, or this or that. That to me is fine. But to go to the degree where, again, somebody's performance in a sporting event causes you to take the time to write, I mean, truly despicable stuff. Somewhere along the way, you have just completely lost your way. And I'm being serious, you need to reevaluate your life and where you've gone wrong. Because you've gone wrong. Now, what is prompting my discussion on this morning? Jessica Pegula, terrific young tennis player on the women's professional circuit. She got upset at the French Open. And listen, this stems from betting. Make no mistake, and I understand that. The overwhelming majority of people who are writing in, and in some cases these are death threats, okay, and other despicable things, they, the individuals writing and posting these things, most of the time they've lost money. All right, man, I bet on you, and now you let me down. Well, no, you're the knucklehead that's on you.
Yeah, nobody
forced you. It's not on anybody else, including the athletes or the teams involved. And again, somewhere along the way, you've probably made some really, really poor choices in your life, and you're looking to blame somebody else for your poor choices. Nope. It's you. Get your life together. And leave these folks alone would be my strong recommendation. Let me just read. I'm just going to read from the post here. Jessica Pegula revealing that her surprising French Open exit. Again, I think she's ranked third in the world now. So we're talking about an elite player. But she did lose. And then Lois Boisson, who beat her, just lost in the semifinals to Coco Gauff, who will go for the French Open title on Saturday. But Pegula, again, it was a big upset, fourth round. And here are some of the things that she has been subjected to because of losing a tennis match. Now, again, it's a major tennis match. It's a big one. You want to do well in these tournaments in particular, but at the end of the day, it's a tennis match.
Yes,
and
that's it.
Every match that occurs,
it's a game.
The way this works, in case you don't follow sports all that closely, every match, one person wins and one person loses. So it's like 50% of the participants every time out lose. It's the way,
yes.
Do the math there, and that's
yes.
The way that works.
Very good.
Yeah. And sometimes there's a bunch of things, as we've talked about. One of the things that is truly impressive to me about the Penn State wrestling program, for example, the difficulty of maintaining a consistent level of excellence, I don't think sometimes we appreciate that. Now, you, as our audience members, undoubtedly appreciate the excellence that you've come to expect and the standard that is set here morning after morning. But some places, there are like days where people are just off a little bit. Now, fortunately, again, Scott and I on every show,
oh, yeah.
You have the good fortune of benefiting
huge.
From that. But a lot of folks, I've heard, have off days. And it's just, yeah, for whatever reason, things, man, this just doesn't feel right. I can't get the words out the way I want to. There's things that I really wanted to say, and now I'm just not putting it together the way I wanted to. Or at your job, it's like, yeah, just, man, I'm off today. And sometimes life gets in the way. Oh, man, my kid's struggling, and well, that can impact you. Oh, man, I'm having some problems at home with the relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. Well, yeah, that can affect you. Man, prices have skyrocketed. I'm really trying to figure out, well, that could affect you. You lose a pet. We've both lost a pet in recent times. It's tough. You have relatives who are going through health issues. Maybe you lose a relative. Like all of these different things that impact our lives. Guess what? I know this is going to shock you, but they can impact athletes too. What? Well, no, the athletes are supposed to be there to perform for me. Okay. They're human beings, and they're going through life and all of the obstacles that come with it. And they're doing it on a big stage in big moments in cases like Jessica Pegula. So, with that as the backdrop, these are this is from Instagram comments. Now, this is under a post, mind you. This is after she falls, again, at the French Open in the fourth round. The Instagram that people choose to comment to Pegula on is under a post where Pegula is mourning the loss of her dog. So she's like, ah, man, this stinks. I lost my dog. You know, my best buddy, whatever. Under that post, one fan writes that karma would come for her and hope that her firstborn child would be a stillbirth. These are people that are willing to publicly... Now, they're not being held accountable. They're doing this anonymously. But they're publicly... Like, I'm sorry. You're a horrible human being to be willing to post that. Under the same post, another person said that her dog, Tucker, is better off without this loser. Another commented on the website, somewhere in the world there's a tree that's working really hard to produce the oxygen you waste. Another commenter posted a picture of a playing card with the words, you die, on it. There's a bunch of others. She shared some screenshots of other folks that, and unquestionably these are betters, and they are, Pegula termed them, I think very accurately, insane and delusional. And Pegula is not sitting here saying, you know, woe is me. She's like, this is what is happening. I'm trying to let you guys know. Like, this isn't just me. This is everybody that's on the tour and a bunch of athletes outside and inside of our sport. Like, what are we doing? Again, folks, if you are losing money, and it's money that you can't afford to lose, that is 100% on you. Now, we have some underlying issues there and all of that. And this gets to another discussion that I would like to have, and maybe we'll take a break and come back on it. But there's been a lot of discussion on the potential legalization of marijuana here in Pennsylvania. And we've had... several politicians, and I think most of the ones we've had on, have said they are against it because, for recreational marijuana, because they have seen, excuse me, the destruction that it can lead to. And there's no question that it can, and for some people it absolutely does. I'm not sure. I've seen contradicting evidence and information on what legalizing recreational marijuana really does. I wonder how many people, and I don't know the answer. I genuinely wonder. This isn't a, I obviously know the answer. I think, much like alcohol, like if we went back to Prohibition, most of the people, I believe, that drink alcohol now would continue to drink alcohol. And probably most would to whatever degree they are now. Those that are abusing it now would continue to abuse it, even with prohibition. Those that use it moderately, and yeah, I'd like a beer here or there, or I'd like a glass of wine on a Friday night after a long week. I think they will continue to use it that way. Those that are, I'm a teetotaler, I don't want to drink, that's not going to change their minds at all. I just wonder how many, like, I've talked about this. It's really not, marijuana has just never interested me. I'm not sitting here telling you that, it just was never something. I was around some people that were using it. I'm like, I don't know. Now, alcohol, I imbibed Thanks, starting my senior year in high school. I think the statute of limitations may be out on that. But the... again, if it had been legal or illegal, I don't think it would have impacted. I don't know, like, how many people are right now saying, nope, I'm not going to use marijuana. Wait a second. Pennsylvania just said they are allowing recreational use. Okay, yep, now I'm going to go use it, and let's. I'm going to use it to the point where I'm going to abuse it, and I don't know that that's, I don't know how many people are looking to the government. And, but here's the thing, even if, and I think the people we've had in are earnest about it. I mean, Glenn Thompson has been in the medical field. I mean, he has seen the very real, very direct results, but JT, if he was honest with you, and I think he would be honest with, he's seen the direct results of alcohol abuse as well, and how devastating that can be. Gambling, which is increasingly pervasive in our society, I mean, it is everywhere.
Right in your now. Hand.
Yeah. Everywhere. And again, it is having devastating consequences, and I think that's what's leading to, again, these are beyond despicable comments and threats and all of these things that are being made to these athletes as a result of this. And so, like, do I think it is more pervasive now than when betting was not legal? I do. I don't think there's any question about that, and therefore there are more problems. Now, I think a lot of people that are susceptible to those problems would have been gambling whether or not this was sanctioned. And again, I think most of us knew people who were, and again, to varying degrees. Like, we did, you know, there were football pools. It's like, all right, well, there's 20 people that get technically would have been illegal, but you get 20 people together, all right, here's 10 games, you circle the games, you throw $5 in the pot, somebody wins it. I think most of us would say, well, that's fine, no big deal. Technically, though, illegal. Well, now, we have it everywhere. And it is, no question, leading to more problems. I guess what I'm getting at is where is it as a society we're going to say, all right, well, yes, clearly this will lead to more problems. And we know alcohol, betting lead to more problems with folks battling alcohol problems and betting issues. But we allow it. And so, well, no, but marijuana, we can't allow it. And some places are allowing it, and they're having consequences, and not good consequences. So I understand that. In a quote-unquote free society, to what degree are we, even with the, and over the years I've made a lot of fun of the, and it's been more the state or local government attempts to, hey, you can't be buying the 48-ounce big gulp drinks. That's too much soda for anybody. Well, it is. And also, in a free society, what business is it of the government to tell us what substances we can and can't use, what things we can? And again, the number of things that folks can, I mean, food, and sweet food in particular, there are folks with very real problems. They are eating addicts, if you will. And, and I mean, there are some horrific stories about it. They can't stop. It's a coping mechanism and all of that. Well, you're not going to outlaw or prohibit. Well, I think most reasonable people would agree. Listen, we're not going to put a limit on how much ice cream you can purchase. But, yes, are there going to be some people that this ultimately leads to death in some of these cases? I mean, they become so obese and there are multiple problems and they're dying earlier than they should. Well, yeah, there's no question about it. where do we want the government to step in and say, whoa, 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 whoa? Because I think that's just a very interesting discussion. Where we say, yep, that's where we want the government to step in and not allow the marketplace to work its wonders. And, like, betting is everywhere, and I will, like, once this casino opens, I'll probably go there once or twice a year. I probably will.
I probably will, too.
We've gone to, I would say on average, as an adult, I have gambled, some form of gambling, probably on average about once a year. Probably the average over that time is like $50. It's been a couple of years where it's like, yeah, we went to a casino and spent a couple of hundred. Been a couple of years where I didn't do anything. I like, and a few, more often than not, it's, all right, I'll bet you a case of beer, I'll bet you an ice cream cone on this this particular series, this particular game, and that's about the extent of it for me. Not taking any moral high ground, just not something I'm all that interested in, and I know me, and I know my inability to pick the winners in these contests, and so I'm like, well, how about we not lose the money?
I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, no, it's, if you want to know who to bet on, what you do during the football season is you tune into the Goon and Ironhead show on Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4. You go through the usually 5 to 8 picks that I make. You take the other team in each of those games, and you probably are going to win yourself
foolproof.
Very good money. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Definitely agree on that last statement. And... and prior to that, yeah, this betting thing and the drug abuse and all, it's always been with us. So then it's a matter of how ubiquitous it is. So, yeah, so I'll send it to you if you want. I came across an article about the Harvard's crew team, going over to England and competing against Cambridge and Oxford. And there, you know, apparently they spent some time over there because there was time enough to write home and tell the Americans about the big race. And there was this editorial that said, you guys blew it. It's out. Everybody knows about the race now, so it's going to be tainted. Because there's always betting. And they said, you're not going to have a fair race. And so basically we've always known it. So these... competing events, not necessarily become, more of interest and you can televise and whatnot, but when the betting community gets interested, there's always, and I would disagree with you on one thing. Those comments, I think they're from completely sane people. They're trying to push, an athlete this way or that way and try to increase their odds. I don't think they're just written off. Yeah, I don't, you know what I'm saying? When you have so much money, last I heard, we're talking billions of dollars now, right? In betting.
Oh, yes.
Not
tens
just per
of billions
sport.
Of dollars. Yeah.
So, yeah, like they say, where there's a whip, there's a will. yeah, I don't think they're insane people doing this. I think it's people who know exactly what they're doing and trying to push the odds. So, all right, guys.
Hey, thank you for the call.
Thanks
Appreciate
for your
it.
Call. All right, we got to take a break here. Yeah. All right, if you have some thoughts on that, we'll open up the phones again in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll come right back after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
Center Communications, Inc., Five Star Chrysler, Rick Snyder's Concessions, PAMP, Premier Garage, and Clearwater Pools.
You've got to feed
the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Less Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dotter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The State College Spikes 2025 season is just around the corner. The 40-game regular season home slate runs Friday, June 6th through August 28th and features three great bobbleheads honoring Paul Posluszny, Katie Schumacher, Colley, and Guy Gadowski. Three Mark in the Park nights, E-L-G-S-E-S night on August 23rd. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment here in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
And we're back here on a feeling fine, fantastic, a fabulous Friday as we launch the three-day party weekend, and we do so in style. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266.
Well, it's interesting. That Jessica Pegula story has gotten a ton of coverage.
Yes.
On worldwide media outlets this week.
Yep.
I mean, I just, while you were talking, I did a quick search, and it's like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
There's a slew of stories about this. Now, will that change anything? Could we somehow shame these people, these anonymous people, into just, what are you doing? Don't do that. I mean, that's insane. Is it possible to somehow track some of these threats and then follow up on them? I have no idea. But I'm hopeful that, I mean, I saw the same stuff, was it a day or two ago, and I'm like, holy smokes. Because, Jennifer Pegula, the Pegulas, Terry Kim Pegula, Pegula Ice Arena, that's our connection, and so on. Yeah, you can do it anonymously. You can do it from the palm of your hand.
Yep.
You can gamble from the palm of your hand now. Isn't that great? Maybe. Now, Jessica is a professional tennis player, all right, travels the world. College athletes are putting up with this stuff.
Yep.
Somehow people, if they have a Twitter handle or an Instagram page or something, TikTok channel, whatever, people find them, and then they just put out this really vile stuff. You read a few of them. Those were tame. Those were tame. I mean, some of it's just, okay, holy mackerel. It's like, I mean, is there a definitive answer for this? Only if we can shame people into stopping doing it. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. All right? That's going to be tough. Now the folks that hate this casino idea at the mall, you're feeding us. Well, maybe, maybe not. All right? A little different situation there. All right, you've got to physically go to the casino, walk in, and do stuff. And again, that's on you if you do that sort of thing. If you go in and lose, well, okay. Most people that go to a casino lose. You do know that, right? All right, and that's the gamble part of it. Been to Las Vegas. Again, I've been to Vegas several times for business conferences. I've been to the MGM. All right, And yes, there are people. I remember one morning I had to get up early, so, you know, get some breakfast, and then I had to go to a meeting. And so I'm up way early, and they're in the casino. There they are, just punching buttons and pulling this lever and all this sort of stuff. I'm thinking, have you been here all night doing that? Yikes. Don't do that. So you got to, there's some self-control there. I expect to see more stories about college athletes getting abuse because I dropped the football or I fumbled. Or I struck out. Or I,
for sure.
Or
as we move forward.
Yeah, I missed the three-pointer at the end of the game. I gave up a takedown with 3 seconds left or something like that. Folks, is there an easy answer to that? No.
Well, go back and Sam Ficken. This is before the betting became as prevalent. In a circumstance where Penn State fans should have just been thanking anybody, anywhere for staying with the program. He misses the field goals against Virginia, and he literally got death threats because he missed field goals.
Now, I'm just
folks,
curious.
Come on.
I get he's not with the program anymore, but Sander, how you pronounce his name, Sahayak? For Penn State in the last two seasons.
Yeah.
Remember, he was the starting kicker, and for whatever reason, he struggled to make some kicks.
Yeah.
And so he got pulled, next guy comes in, and he ended up transferring to another school.
Yeah.
I really hope he didn't get that kind of crap, although I bet he did. I bet he did. That just abuse. There's no excuse for abuse. None. Zero, none, zero. Even if you're a better and you lost money, zero. That's on you, like you said. That's on you. All right? If you don't want to do that, don't bet. Just don't. Do a smaller amount. Whatever. Okay? Ugh. Anyway, no easy answer to that one. 814-954-7266. All right? That's crazy stuff. Then we have whatever is going on this week in Washington, D.C. Oh, my goodness. How much time do we have? Oh, we don't have that much time. Shoot. The last two days, look at I'll call it crazy stuff that has happened in the last 2 days. And here we are, you and me, we're the regular folks. And we hopefully you follow news, and you're watching this stuff, and like, what the... All right, now we had this yesterday. Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary for Joe Biden, has done I don't know what she's done. She's no longer a Democrat. Now she's an independent. Mm-hmm. Where'd that come from? She was the chief spokesperson for a considerable amount of time. And again, conservatives lambasted her time after time after time. Now all of a sudden, she's out. She's done. She is now an independent, and she's writing a book. Oh, it's going to be a bombshell tell-all book, and it'll be a bestseller because she's setting this up for her agent or whoever she's working with, setting this up perfectly. They really, really are. That when this book eventually comes out, everybody's going to buy one. Well, not everybody. A lot of people will buy one. I'm not going to buy one. Sorry. And she'll do the talk show circuit and the whole nine yards. She's going to tell the real story behind the Biden White House. Okay. Nobody saw this coming. Not the book part, but I'm not a Democrat anymore. I'm an independent now. Nobody. Oh, there it goes. Did you see yesterday the Supreme Court? All right. This is June. June is prime time for the Supreme Court. They've heard arguments for months for this case and that case and so on. June is where they cut them all loose.
That's right.
All right? All their rulings on all sorts of stuff get cut loose in June. So here we are in June. So yesterday, they cut loose three of these. Now, we could talk about the individual cases. What caught my eye was that there are 9 Supreme Court justices, and we keep hearing about the liberal justices, the conservative justices, all right, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Did you notice all the rulings yesterday were 9-0?
I did notice.
That never happens. And three of them It's like they were in complete agreement. Like, okay, wait a minute. What planet am I living on? Is this an alternate universe or something? They all agreed? Folks, that never happens. The reverse discrimination case was probably the most interesting of the three yesterday. And, you know, I saw reporting from different outlets, different angles.
Yeah.
Okay. That apparently, now this is a case from Ohio, all right, not far away, where this woman claimed that she was discriminated against because she was straight, as in sexual orientation, straight. And evidence, there it was. And apparently, the idea behind this was, well, if you belong to a majority group, you have to meet a higher level in order to prove discrimination. And, folks, that should, I don't care who you are, that should make you angry right off the bat. All right, now, folks, you got a couple of white males here doing this radio show with you, okay? Apparently, if somehow we wanted to prove discrimination, we would have to do it at a higher level than other people. Folks, isn't discrimination just discrimination? Isn't that it? Apparently, up till now, the answer is no. But now, after a 9-0 ruling yesterday, the Supreme Court smacked that right down. Boom. Which I'm applauding. Good. If it's discrimination, it's discrimination. Not certain levels of discrimination. That's insane. And apparently some states or some groups were doing it. Or have been doing it. Well, that would explain a lot. Folks, we can't do that. If we allegedly are for equality, right? Equality, yeah? Or is that just talk? If we're allegedly for it. Okay. Then we have the Donald Trump, Elon Musk divorce. I'm not sure what to call this. These guys were best buds like a few days ago. What, Trump gave Musk, a golden key or something to, I don't know, it probably doesn't open anything. Gave him a golden key. And then Musk comes out and criticizes the big, beautiful bill. Okay. He hates it. Because he's been part of DOGE, and they're trying to cut federal spending. But meanwhile, there's at least one estimate that the big, beautiful bill would increase spending and increase deficits and increase the debt over a period of 10 years. Remember, any estimate that comes out of D.C. is always a 10-year thing. Every time. And frankly, a lot of them turn out to be wrong. All right, that is accurate. You can look it up. All right, the Congressional Budget Office is bipartisan or nonpartisan. I don't care what partisan they are. They're wrong half the time. Their numbers are just off because we don't know what's going to happen 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 2 years from now. We have no idea. All right, but these, I've got to make our estimates. Okay, well, that's possible that that could happen. But still, Musk went on and, you know, pretty much put all the blame on Trump because it's his big, beautiful bill. Meanwhile, Congress puts together spending plans. That's Congress's job. Yes, the White House can say, here's my budget plan, but it's Congress ultimately that does it. Well, guess what? Congress is doing what Congress has always done. You got members of Congress, hey, can I slip in this little something here? Yeah, you know, several million dollars for this or several million dollars for that. You know, this is Congress people doing what they always do. Spend, spend, spend. So is Musk right? I'd say yes, he is. All right, he's looking at this thing like, I thought we're trying to save money here. What the heck is this? Now, of course, this big, beautiful bill has Trump's name on it. Well, he's not happy about this. So if you haven't followed this, I'm stunned if you haven't followed this in the last, 24 to 48 hours. I mean, the back and forth between these two now all of a sudden is crazy. Musk, of course, owns Twitter or X, all right, which means he can post whatever he wants. He's the owner. Okay, and so he posts yesterday, it was a survey, it was like a poll. Should there be a third political party? Gee, who's been talking about that? Me. Okay, there we go. Hey, Elon, just send me a check, okay? Trump, meanwhile, wants to cut government subsidies like for EV vehicles.
What?
Well, guess what? Elon Musk owns Tesla. What does Tesla do? They make EV vehicles. Oops. Okay, so that's not good. The personal attacks going back and forth. Now, at first when I saw this stuff yesterday, I thought, okay, these two are operators. They're just being goofy, trying to, gin up news headlines and stuff like that. But then when Musk comes out and tries to make a link between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, I'm thinking, whoa, okay, now we're getting...
The gloves are off.
Now we're getting personal here, okay? Like, okay, whoa. Yeah, granted, these two both like headlines, and they both want to be in front of the cameras. They do, all right? Come on, they're type A personalities. They're all about, eating up the publicity and all that sort of thing. But when he threw this one, I'm like, ooh, whoa, this is getting touchy now. Ooh, low. I think these two guys literally all of a sudden... don't like each other. Trump should ask for his golden key back. Send back the key. Come on, when you get a divorce, you're supposed to take off the ring. All right? Send back the golden key. What do you think about this? Is insane now. This is genuinely nuts. All right? This is not just a game they're playing. This is nuts. What do you think?
The whole... what is amusing to me... is to watch the, I guess you would call it infighting. I mean, Elon was not exactly a Republican or a conservative.
No, not at all.
But obviously got involved with the Trump administration, with Doge and all of the things that come with it. What I find fascinating is the, now that our buddy Joe is out of office, now we're seeing all of the stories come out, and the lack of loyalty there after his term is over is interesting to me. The infighting against one another in both parties right now, in both administrations, I guess I would more accurately say, because Elon isn't really part of the party for Donald Trump or the Republicans, but the amount of infighting, the degree of finger pointing and this and that, it has felt for a while, I think, to some that like the country is imploding because of the fighting between the parties. Now we're having both administrations, anyway, the Biden and now the Trump administration. I mean, we're seeing some things come out, and it is like they are duking it out in a very public way. To me, it just underlines how dysfunctional our government has been for a very, very long time.
I agree. You got the Democrats flailing.
And now we're seeing what has always been happening behind the scenes. Now they're like, all right, let's just go ahead and get it all out.
Yeah, it's
there.
In front of the scenes now. Democrats flailing in all directions. Republicans starting to flail in all directions. Oh, my gosh. Remember, Musk was a hero to the left.
Yep.
Then he was a villain.
Yep.
All right, we're going to tear up Tesla cars and scratch them.
Now he's back to being a hero again.
Yep. Folks, we're living in a mad, 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 mad world. Let's take a break. Let's talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll continue after this.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College.
Goddard Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Bellefonte Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Fox Sports.
Yeah, forget about everything else. Yeah, sure, there's angst, all kinds of reasons for concern, but folks, it's National Donut Day! Let the celebration continue throughout the three-day party weekend. Let's end on a high note. Quick note, State College graduation has moved to tomorrow, so they have officially now postponed it. So State College's graduation ceremonies, originally scheduled for this evening, will now be tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock.
All right. And again, Penns Valley's is still tonight, but it will be inside in the large gym where... Okay, again, they're not going to begin to put all the people in there.
617 graduates at State College.
How many were in your class? Do you remember?
I think we were up near 670. I want to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We had a big, big class.
So you were bigger than the other classes, like before or right after you or something? Because that surprised me.
I think we're pretty comparable.
I didn't think the number was that high back then. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 600-something.
I believe I'm right about that.
600-something.
I could be wrong.
Sounds about right. Okay.
But I think that was about right.
So you're telling me for the final few minutes we have to do good news stories? Is that what
you're
telling
me? Well, I mean, it's completely up to you.
But, okay.
There are a couple of other stories I'll get into next week. Just articles written. And again, it's just different... we all have our own perspectives and life experiences that, that shape us and ideologies. There's been a couple of stories about Trump's war on knowledge, and I want to get into that a little bit next week because, again, it's all on how you view things, and I view them very differently than the authors of a couple of these stories. But we'll get into that next week.
All right. Now, I will not be here Monday and Tuesday.
What? This is the first I'm hearing of this.
No, yeah, you knew about this planning a couple of weeks ago, pal. All right. Now, we had a guest, a couple of days ago, and the term work-life balance is kind of a buzzword or buzz term now. Yeah. You hear it a lot. You didn't hear about this a few years ago. I mean, it's legit. I'm not knocking or anything. I'm going to take a couple of days and do the life part,
okay,
instead of the work part.
Yeah.
And so when I come back on Wednesday next week, I will share my experiences, and please don't rain. Please don't rain. These are outdoor activities. So anyway, yeah, if you didn't have enough to worry about, okay, this story is actually a couple of weeks old. I'm taking this from Reuters. Rogue communication devices found in Chinese solar power inverters. How about that? All right. U.S. energy officials reassessing the risk posed by Chinese-made devices after unexplained communications equipment was found inside some of them.
Oh, good Lord.
I've seen several versions of this story. Mm-hmm. For those of you that are all hepped up on solar panels, and I love solar. Hey, the sun just popped out here
in
the studios.
Son.
There it is. That's great. But if you're getting stuff from communist China, you simply cannot trust it. Period. The end. And now they've discovered, examining, some of these Chinese-made solar panels, you dig deep into the guts of it, the wiring and whatever. And, there's some things that are reported. They're in the specs and so on. But what's this over here? What does this gadget do over here? That's not in the specs. Surprise! Anyway, just crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So there we go.
Just a little ode to China.
Happy
here
music. Okay. Anyway.
Well, no, we're just.
Here comes the sun.
There we go. Very nice. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, no, we just
keep on playing it. All right. That sounds great.
We're ending with a little sunshine here as it pokes through. Does not look like it's going to last again. State College graduation ceremony has now been officially postponed until tomorrow evening, and
hope the weather holds tomorrow.
Yes.
The forecast for tomorrow right now, all of a sudden it's like, well, yeah, we think we can get this in.
Yep.
All right. So let's hope that they can. All right.
All right. Well, folks, enjoy
Donut Day,
ladies and gentlemen, and enjoy the 3-day party weekend, although, be careful of the storms. Congratulations to all of the graduating high school seniors out there. Enjoy. These are special times coming up. We'll be back Monday.
Sports Radio 98.